Okay, welcome everyone to April 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and I do the show because I love America. So with that said, we shall begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. So let's all stand up, face our flags, and put our hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. So, getting started with today's program, I'll wish a happy birthday to my mom-in-law, Evelyn. Plus, the Library of Congress is created. Peggy Whitson sets a record for the longest time in space. And the Ryan Express strikes out the Mariners. So without further delay, let's get started. 1950. Happy birthday, Gabby. That's my mom-in-law. Love you, Evelyn. And rewinding back to 1800, happy birthday, Library of Congress. The idea from the library was credited to James Madison in 1783, and President John the Atlas of Independence, Adams, signed the Act of Congress for providing from the old seat of Philadelphia to the new seat in the District of Washington. Congress allotted $5,000 for the purpose of such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress and for fitting up a suitable apartment for containing them. Thomas Jefferson signed into law the establishment of the structure to regulate and oversee the library, as well as making sure that in case the president or vice president wanted to borrow a book and were late returning it, they wouldn't get a fine, especially if they rewound the book. Okay, I'm just seeing if you're paying attention. You don't rewind books. Matter of fact, you don't rewind DVDs either. But getting back to the library. The building was destroyed in 1814 by the British. But hey, no problem. Not when Thomas Jefferson can just donate the books from his personal library to replace them. Problem solved. Imagine going through Jefferson's library. If there's anything about science, philosophy, literature, or architecture, you're all set thanks to Long Tom. These days, the Library of Congress is the de facto National Library of the United States. It's the oldest federal cultural institution and quite possibly the largest and most international library in the world.
Okay. 2017. Peggy Whitson sets the record for the longest time in space for a female. Born February 9th, 1960, and raised on a farm in Iowa, Peggy wasted no time beginning her work in biochemistry after high school, getting her bachelor's degree early on in biology and chemistry. In 1989, she began working for NASA, doing research, becoming the lead scientist for the Shuttle Mirror Project, as well as deputy chief of the Medical Science Division at the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston, as well as becoming co-chair of the U.S.-Russian Mission Science Working Group. And in 1996, became an astronaut, allowing the awards to pour in. In 2002, she spent some time on Endeavour and 185 days at a space station. She accomplished 4 spacewalks, amassing 10 total spacewalks for her, totaling a staggering 665 days in space. According to Wikipedia, Peggy Whitson is the oldest female spacewalker, has completed more spacewalks than any other woman, the oldest female space traveler at age 57, was the first woman astronaut to command the International Space Station twice. And on and on and on. Congrats, Peggy.
And finally, 1978. Angel Nolan Ryan strikes out 15 Mariners on April 24th, the 20th time he'd do that in 15 games. Incidentally, the Ryan Express is tied with Bob Feller for the most one-hitters with 12. Yes. Ryan has also pitched 18 two-hitters, and despite his 7 no-hitters, he's never pitched a perfect game, nor has he ever won a Cy Young Award. Want some more Nolan Ryan facts? He's only one of 29 players in baseball history to have appeared in Major League Baseball games spanning 4 decades. That's 40 years, folks.
And that is all, my friends, for April 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Let me know what you thought about today's show on the comment board. I am accepting happy birthday shout-outs to my mother-in-law at this time via the comment board, so they would all be appreciated, thank you. Literary fans, Do you have more books in your possession than Thomas Jefferson did? If so, identify yourself. Or not. You don't have to. It's your call. It's all good. How differently would you have handled Eagle Claw if you were President Carter? Baseball fans, you have got to have a Nolan Ryan card in your collection, right? Tell me if you do. So now on tomorrow's program, we'll be wishing a happy birthday to Ella Fitzgerald. Westmoreland takes command of the MacV, and Rock Band Eagles' hell gets frozen over. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.